Right now, it is time to bring in Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Arthur joins us on a Monday morning, and we talk about food and various aspects of food. First of all, good morning, Arthur. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning.
Now,
it's an old habit. What can I say? Joining you on Monday morning.
Well, I received an email over the weekend from Bridget Ruthman, who is a major writer for the Republican American newspaper, which covers our area. And the email starts out like this. It's a great email. Hello, Marshall. I so many O's enjoy Robin Hood Radio, and I have to confess, I have an addiction to Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. I started listening on my way back from bow hunting trips to Salisbury in the fall and have been smitten beyond reason. I love when you try and talk with Arthur, and Arthur says, get back to it now. And by the way, he says all the time. And all of a sudden, Arthur goes off on a tangent, but then he comes back to where he was in a perfect place. And I really, really enjoy what he does. And on top of this, I get valuable food tips in the process. So there you go. I mean,
wow, what a fan letter. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's.
I'm sorry, let me hear the name again.
Bridget Ruthman.
Bridget.
Yeah. So
thank you, Bridget.
Yeah, and but we, you know, more and more.
I do go off on a tangent, but you know, I'm an old-fashioned journalist.
Well,
I'm supposed to tie it up at the end.
And you do it successfully, obviously. So, but I just thought you should. That was just a great letter that came out of the blue. So,
well, thank you. I could use a boost today, and that was it. How nice. As I'm sure everybody knows, because I talk about it, I have been planning a kitchen renovation, and it began last week. I started the ordering of things in December, and in fact, I know it was December 30th that I ordered my stove, because it was a sale that was supposed to end on December 31st, but didn't, of course. It probably continues to this day. But I didn't get the stove until last Thursday. And then I didn't get, let me just say, I've done this many times before. I've done 7 kitchen renovations in my life. I think it's a lot. And I did this one myself. I made 2 little design mistakes, which I'm getting to correct now, which is just a matter of where the handles are on doors. And I expect everything to go wrong. And it did. So even though I've been planning and planning, I've also been waiting and waiting. And then after my appliances are delivered, and by the way, I also ordered a club chair, back in the first week of the year, in January, and it is yet to arrive. So I do hear through in the news that shipments of everything from all over the world are delayed, and it's not just because of the Suez Canal, but that's going to make things even worse. So just to say, this may not be the best time to redecorate. But the painters are coming today. And in preparation of the painters, I had to empty out my kitchen. It is a cluttered kitchen. I have 12 running feet of counter space on one wall, and it contains a lot of stuff that I like out. Bottles of my little collection of Asian seasonings, not that I use them frequently. My oil, vinegar, I have several kinds of both. So that, and then there's my little booze collection at the end for my daily needs. And then there's just so many things I had to clear out. And then, I hope I didn't overdo it, I did clear out all my cupboards, except for the glasses and the dishes, but I mean appliances, cooking things, pans, pots, you name it. Anyway, in the process of doing all this, I also had to clean out my desk a little bit, and I discovered stuff that I need to throw away already, which is I've collected to talk about here, And I guess prime among them is, and I haven't seen this in a couple of weeks, but then again, I didn't look, new kinds of strawberries. And they've got proprietary names, meaning it's registered trademarks. The Dream Berry, Candy Berry, they all come under the company name, which is a trademark, WOW. W-O-W, except the hole in the W is a strawberry. And there, it's a black and gold label with a strawberry on it. So I of course, had to buy these at a time a few weeks ago when you could not find a good strawberry at all anywhere. In fact, I even threw away some strawberries. But these we ate. There are three different kinds. I really should have looked it up. You can look online, and you'll see that they are indeed new varieties being grown in a greenhouse in Michigan. So a young man, very entrepreneurial, and I bought these at Whole Foods, but my impression is they are all over the place. And I think worth a premium because they actually taste like good strawberries. And all of them, by the way, there were three varieties, all were very good. And so anyway, I thought I should mention that. Keep an eye out for them because I'm sure they're in groceries all over. So as you all know, I'm on the keto diet, which involves eating as few carbohydrates as you possibly can. For me, that means under 50. There are some days I could get as low as 20 or 20-something, and that's good, too. But there are days when I splurge ever so slightly. Like last night, I had a salad that had some beans in it, and literally just a few kernels of corn, but they're high-carb foods. So anyway, I bought because I'm curious, and I also like chocolate. The Keto and Company, Keto and Co. A brand of keto-friendly chocolate a cake and keto-friendly fudge brownies. So they have the net carbs, which means after you deduct carbs that don't count, which is to say fiber or sugar alcohols, they're called. I don't want to go into the chemistry here. I do know a little bit about it. In any case, I didn't mind the chocolate cake. If I was desperate for chocolate cake, I could eat this. And it agreed with me well enough. The sugar in these products is some, now I never know how to pronounce this, erythritol. And erythritol, from my reading, basically goes in one end and out another. It's not digestible, but it does sweeten things. I even bought a bag of this, but I've tried to use it with no success so far. But the thing is this, even though the chocolate cake was okay and I would eat it in a pinch, the fudge brownies were not. The fudge brownies disagreed with both Bob and me, and we ended up discarding most of it. They say, I'm looking at the bag, it says 16 servings. Well, I don't know, maybe we had 4 servings. And then we decided we were getting stomach ache from it. And in fact, there are side effects from erythritol. And I, in fact, do eat these candies that are sweetened with erythritol. And they're fine. But then again, you only eat like 3 little candies, and it's not that much sugar, or fake sugar. So I don't know. If you don't have, some people apparently have no reaction to it. Bob and I have very different digestive systems. It may be something else in here. In the fudge brownies, there's something called soluble corn fiber, whatever that means. And I don't know, coconut flour, coconut powder, salt, natural flavors, I don't know. So I'm not buying that one. And by the way, this company has a wide range of products, Keto and Co. company. So getting to more relatable. Have you ever, I know you have, eaten French's onion, fried onions in the can?
Yes, I have to admit.
It's one of my guilty pleasures.
I it started out with my grandmother putting it on things for me.
There you go.
It wound up with me actually eating them out of the can.
Yes, of course. But my grandmother did eat them out of the can, actually. besides putting them on. Well, you know, the big thing is the famous string bean, yep, cream of mushroom soup, and onion ring. Not onion ring, they're crispy onions. I don't know what they call French's fried onions.
Yeah.
But so I go to my supermarket, and one of the managers, who I knew was a manager, was on the floor. And I said, oh, by the way, where do I find French's fried onions? And he said, you don't. We don't carry them, but we do have a product that's the same but better. And it's called Fresh Gourmet, not my kind of name, but Fresh Gourmet Crispy Onions. At the bottom it says, great on salads, burgers, and vegetables, and I would second that. It's great on salads, burgers, and vegetables, but also if you met it out in tiny portions, it's a very good snack.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is pretty fattening. There are 40 calories in 1.5 tablespoons. Not much. And in that, for me, I look at the carbohydrates, and there are 3 grams of carb, because, of course, the onions themselves have carbs, but also you douse them in flour, you know, you toss them in flour. And but it has no fiber, no sugar. Anyway, it's not the best thing to eat, but that's why I call it a guilty pleasure. And I hadn't had them in years. And it's recorded here somewhere, what actually got me interested in them again. I remember. There have been a lot of updates, you know, revisions of the string bean casserole. I must say, I saw one that was totally ridiculous where you actually made your own crispy onions. And there's not a lot to do here, but it's enough to do. And the fact is, I don't think they didn't look like they came out as crispy as I would want them. So I have no problem with this product. And the updates, of course, attack the one product in the casserole that the recipe was aimed at, which is to say, selling cream of mushroom soup. It was a Campbell's recipe. And you know, the Campbells had figured out how to condense soups. This is back, I think, before the Second World War. And by the time the war was over, the Second World War was over, and women, well, I don't want to go into the sociological reasons behind this casserole, but it was a great idea in its day, and it could use an update, meaning, why not use fresh string beans as one update? And why not make your own white sauce with mushrooms, which is all cream of mushroom soup is? So I've seen this recipe redone on TV numerous times. And I'm sure it has been there too. And what's interesting to me, Uncle Arthur, is that my niece Rachel, when she first got married, 11, 12 years ago, her husband, who grew up in St. Louis, and they still live in St. Louis, and grew up on his mother's cooking. His mother's a little younger than I am, but a product of the same era. She made the string bean casserole, so he didn't know. And he said to Rachel, oh, could you make that string bean casserole for Thanksgiving? And she said, what string bean? And he described it to her, and she made one from scratch. And she called me for consultation, and I thought she was on the totally right path there. You make a basically mushroom cream sauce, and you put in your already cooked string beans, and I would cook them rather thoroughly, meaning usually 8 minutes is my in a big pot of boiling water, well salted water, and then top it all with these French's or fresh gourmet crispy onions. So that's another guilty pleasure. And now that I'm going through this total upheaval in my kitchen, I'm preparing for a high-carb comfort food, which is to say that I can order in, because I won't be able to cook for a week now. Egg rolls. I can't tell you, Marshall, how much comfort I've been getting from egg rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I've eaten an egg roll from every Chinese takeout place in the neighborhood. And I've come down to one place for my egg rolls. The other problem is... So how do you eat egg rolls on a low-carb or no-carb diet? You consider it a splurge and you call it a vegetable. Think about it. And yes, it has that flour wrapper, fried. Well, when you're on keto, you can eat fried, but you just can't eat the flour wrapper. But inside is all cabbage, after all. Yeah. That's a very good keto vegetable, and it's seasoned nicely. And it's not the same if you eat it without the fried egg roll around it, but there it is. I don't know. Yeah, I get strange cravings on this diet, and they're things I wouldn't expect to crave.
You know why? Because you, for some reason, you can't make an egg roll better than you can get it someplace else.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to try to make an egg roll. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
In fact, I always attribute my lack of talent in the Chinese cooking department to the fact that I could always, all my life, get what I would consider good Chinese food. Of course, until 1968, that wasn't true. Looking back and being something of a New York food historian, I will tell you that until 1968, when the immigration laws changed and we were able to accept these disgruntled chefs from China in the 70s, the food in New York was strictly New York Cantonese. It's just like, you know, the food that I grew up eating is New York Jewish. You know, it's a particular stripe. Now I distinguish it as takeout Chinese. Now that's a cuisine unto itself. Takeout Chinese. So, we can get good Chinese food, but it's hard to find things that go on my diet. One of the things is they make a very nice roast duck at my Chinese restaurant. So, what else? Comfort foods. Hot dogs. I have to admit, hot dogs are a major comfort food to me, but in a bun. And the problem with the diet is I'm not allowed to bun. I'm going to have one, though. And I always, whenever I'm feeling guilty about this pleasure, I always think about Craig Claiborne, who, one of the absolute great and greatest of ever food editors and food writers. He was more of a writer than an editor, but he was called editor at the time. Editors do different things than writers. I did both, so I can describe both. But anyway, Craig always says it was hard for him to walk by a soubrette cart on the street. He would have a ball now, because now there are all these vendors who have grills, and they actually make a grilled hot dog, which to some people is vastly superior to a boiled hot dog.
Not to me.
Not to me either, by the way. Not to me either. In fact, my friend Suzanne, who is living on the Upper East Side and is housebound, so to speak, discovered Schaller and Weber delivers. on the Upper East Side. I don't think you want to order a hot dog from them. But anyway, they make a I do buy their products. Schaller and Weber make great knockwurst and great bratwurst, both of which I can buy in my neighborhood in several places. By the way, it's a very, very good product. I did not know until Suzanne told me that they actually have sandwiches and prepared foods. I guess you can go to the shop and buy them, but she gets it delivered. And the thing that she loved was their grilled bratwurst. And I haven't grilled their bratwurst in a long time, but she's motivated me to do that again. I boil them. This is why I eat them, because they're such an easy meal. You just put them in a pot of boiling water and wait 10 minutes.
And there's nothing like the snap of that of the casing and biting into a great sausage or hot dog.
So that the thing is this. They don't make – I have to look on the label again. I never did look. But I don't think these are natural casing. And my feeling is that when you grill an unnatural casing, it gets tough. I did some fairly recently, and Bob thought it was too tough. I didn't mind it so much because I like to chew. Like most Americans, Bob does not like to chew. But anyway, that's it. That's the story.
Le Bon sells natural casing hot dogs. Their own.
You can buy them. Listen, there are all kinds of hot dogs available now. Natural this. I don't even want to list all the various products. And I have been trying different products. And so far, I'm still going back to Nathan's. Best is I like Best hot dogs. And I don't know. Bob likes the larger Hebrew National, but not my thing. They're too under-seasoned for me. And then there are some delis like Katz's and even the Mill Basin Deli have very, very good hot dogs. And what we used to call knockwurst in a Jewish household, specials were kosher knockwurst. I'm not sure what was special about them except they were fatter. Maybe they were a little spicier, too. It could be. I have to do a little research on that. It may require me to eat a lot of knockwurst.
My love of hot dogs started, my dad knew lots of the Yankees when I was just a young kid. We used to go to the ballpark. And my brothers would love to, they'd meet, we'd meet Mickey Mantle, we'd meet Yogi Berra. I wanted a hot dog at the game. That was my big thrill. Yeah, hi, Mickey, nice to meet you. Dad, can I order a hot dog?
Can I get a hot dog? Even then you knew.
Yes, that's right. It's terrible.
That's a line from the old Barney's commercial from when we were boys. And there was a place on 7th Avenue and 17th Street called Barney's Boys Town. It eventually became Barney's the Fancy Store. And then it became Barney's the Uptown Fancy Store, even fancier. But when I was a kid, I was very proud, Marshall, that I did not have to go to the Husky department at Barney's. That I could still, even I think at my bar mitzvah, I still could get a regular size suit. I was always fighting the girth.
Well, I can't make that claim. When I was in school, up through high school, I lost all the way because I didn't want to go to high school as a fat boy. But all through grammar school, it was Husky clothes for me.
So anyway, so here I am, still trying to fight it. And now I have to proceed with, the painters are supposed to arrive as early as 8:30, that means in a half hour, and I have yet to empty out everything.
Well, I want to tell you how long you've been on the air with us. Do you realize?
A half hour?
No, I mean, for you.
Oh, how many years?
The last time you actually redid your kitchen.
The renovation was 11 years ago. Yeah. I was on the air with you.
Yes, you were,
The major renovation. Yeah. This started out as a paint job. But then I said, you know, and other people said to me, Arthur, you deserve a better stove. So I said, you're right. I can afford it now. So I bought myself a better stove, which came with a better dishwasher. It took us 2 days to figure out how to run the dishwasher, and perhaps we don't know yet, because Bob is the one who watched the video over and over again. But we tried it, and it didn't work, but we'll try it again today. And there was a lot of little things that had to happen before the painters arrived, but finally they are arriving in, could be a half hour. So I only have a few things to carry off to another room. I'm hoping it's okay. I can leave my TV in place. I'm not sure I know how to dismantle it that and put it together. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
It's. Let me just say, I have kept incredibly calm, as anybody around me will tell you, through this whole several-month waiting period. But I realized this morning that being calm produces a lot of anxiety.
It does. You hold it. That's right. It's like a dam. Sooner or later, the water's got to be released.
Well, let's hope the painters show up.
All right.
Okay. That's the next thing. If the painters don't show up, I'm in trouble.
All right. Arthur, I hope they show up.
Have a great week. Aziz and Pesach to those celebrating Passover. And, of course, I won't talk to you until after Easter. So happy Easter.
All right.
Take care,
Arthur. Bye-bye. Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can hear Arthur on Robin Hood Radio Live on a Monday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio. And we rebroadcast Arthur during the weekend, also on the weekends as well. You can also get him on our on-demand page. That is robinhoodradio.com. Click on Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, and all of his episodes are there on demand for you to peruse, listen to, and enjoy. Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, here on Robin Hood Radio. The Food Maven, John Andrews Restaurant on the Hillsdale Road in South Egremont, 413-528-3467. On the web, jarestaurant.com. Rubiner's Cheesemongers and Grocers on Main Street in Great Barrington, 413-528-0488, rubiners.com. Hillsdale Home Chef, more information, 518-325-7000, hgshomechef.com.